This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. On the auspicious occasion of Buddha Purnima, Union Home Minister Amit Shah inaugurated the sacred holy relics exposition of Tathagata Buddha at Jeevatsal in Leh today. Extending wishes to the people of Ladakh on Buddha Purnima, Mr. Shah highlighted that these sacred relics have come to Ladakh after 75 years. The Home Minister said Lord Buddha's wisdom is relevant even 2,500 years after him. He said this is not just a religious event, but a historic reunion. Mr. Shah expressed confidence that not only the followers of Lord Buddha from Ladakh and Kargil, but followers of other faiths as well, will receive energy from the sacred relics of Lord Buddha.
Today, after 75 years, on the day of Buddha Purnima, when these relics have come, I have complete faith that the followers of Ladakh, Kargil, all the followers of Buddha and the followers of other religions will also receive energy from the holy remains of Lord Buddha and will also feel a divine experience.
Lieutenant Governor of Ladakh Vinay Kumar Saxena, Ladakh MP Mohammad Hanifa and Rinpo Shays from different monasteries were present at the event. This is the first time that the sacred relics of Tathagata Buddha have been taken out from their permanent location for an exhibition within the country. Buddha Purnima is being celebrated today. It not only marks the day when Gautam Buddha was born, but also the day when he attained Nirvana under the Mahabodhi tree at Bodh Gaya in Bihar. This day is commemorated by Buddhists and Hindus all over the world. President Draupadi Murmu, Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Union Home Minister Amit Shah and Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla extended greetings to the citizens of the country on the occasion of Buddha Purnima. The government has notified the Citizenship Amendment Rules 2026, introducing revised provisions related to Overseas Citizen of India, OCI card holders, and citizenship applications. The Ministry of Home Affairs has made changes to the Citizenship Rules 2009 and notified the amendments through a Gazette notification. The ministry said a minor child cannot at any time hold the passport of any other country while also holding an Indian passport. According to the notification, all applications for OCI card registration and renunciation will now be submitted electronically through the official portal. It added that applications for registration as an OCI card holder will be made in the designated form electronically on the online portal. The Chief Electoral Officer of West Bengal, Manoj Agarwal, has termed allegations of manipulation at counting centres by Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee as baseless. In an interview with Akashvani, he said adequate CCTV arrangements are in place at all counting centres and sufficient central forces have been deployed to ensure strict security. He added that the Commission is taking all possible measures to deal with post-poll violence. Meanwhile, Mr. Agarwal asserted that round-the-clock CCTV monitoring of strong rooms is in place and there is no scope for wrongdoing at the counting centres. Talking to reporters in Kolkata, he said there is no reason or evidence for making allegations.
Everything is acting as per rule and regulation. Unnecessary unknown person has not entered there. No ill motive was there. Nothing is there to prove that anything other than the statute, other than the election rules has been done.
The Goods and Services Tax, GST, gross collections in April registered a record all-time high, growing 8.7% as compared to the same period last year. The gross GST collection was recorded over 2,42,000 crore rupees, which was over 2,23,000 crore rupees last year during the same month. The U.S. has returned 657 antiquities collectively valued at nearly $14 million to India. The return was announced by Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg. The pieces were returned at an event attended by Consul Raj Lakshmi Kadam from the Consulate General of India in New York. The pieces were recovered following several investigations into trafficking networks. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, predicted normal to above-normal rainfall over most parts of the country in the month of May. In a monthly outlook for temperature and rainfall, Director General of IMD, Dr. Mrityunjay Mohapatra, said, except some parts of East and Northeast India and East Central India, rainfall is expected to be below normal. Now, with that, we end this news bulletin.